Hi everyone, just a quick shout out from future, past, present, gate, who knows. There is some weird distortion in about the first 10 minutes of this episode. Just want to let you know that it does calm down, but I don't know how to fix it. So feel free to skip ahead to about 10-15 minutes after our rambly introduction, and then it then stops. So hope you enjoy. Happy Christmas.
Season's greetings and welcome to another episode of Christmas Cracker, a Christmas film podcast where we discuss the absolute best and worst Christmas movies that the world has to offer. And who knows, ladies and gentlemen, one day we may find the world's truest Christmas cracker. Hello, my name's Kate and I'm here with my co-host
Sam. Hello.
Way! If I do this correctly, it's Christmas.
Woo!
Happy Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
I was about to say that's copyrighted, but
oh shit.
We only have about 4 listeners, so I think we'll be fine.
Okay.
I don't think anyone's going to report us.
I don't know any non-copyright Christmas songs.
The Nutcracker is allegedly, you don't have to pay copyright for it at Christmas.
Don't know it.
Yeah, you do. It's, okay, it's not coming to me. I watched it. It was in an episode of The Simpsons.
Yeah, you do. It's this one. Silence. Do you know it, Kate?
That's
not very Christmassy in my
head. But that is Christmassy.
Yeah, but that's just now.
Okay.
Didn't say Merry Christmas.
Hello, everyone. Hope you're doing well. This episode is going to follow the structure of the last episode because...
Which we don't know if you liked or not because we didn't post the last episode
yet. Did upload it?
So, if you were enjoying that, yay!
Great, because there's more to come.
If you weren't, oops, try again next year.
So yeah, who knows? Do you know what? This podcast might be completely different this time next year. We might have completely restructured it, because who knows how this is going.
Sure.
But for now,
this way. I like just chit-chatting a bit. I quite enjoy the casualness.
Maybe we should just start doing movies in general. But then that seems very broad.
Just things we've seen. Christmas crackers without the Christmas. All year round crackers.
Yeah. Maybe you could do like Christmas news. I don't know. Anyway, getting off topic. So, I thought I hadn't watched many Christmas movies since we last spoke.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I have because I started writing them all down.
Nice.
But they are pretty classics. They're not...
So we've probably covered a few of them already.
We've probably covered them all.
Nice.
So there's no harm in chatting about them again.
Yeah.
So I watched The Santa Claus. See, I have like... So I watched The Santa Claus because... Why did I watch The Santa Claus? Ed was busy. And so when he's busy...
When Ed's busy, Kate
with his
watches
own friends,
The Santa Claus.
I watch Christmas movies. Because he's not the biggest fan of Christmas movies. So I'm like, yeah, let's get them all in. So I watched The Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm.
And also because Bernard, the head elf, he's been on my TikTok a lot lately as everyone's childhood crush.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, wow, we all just lived the same life, didn't we? So I watched The Santa Claus and I really love that movie so much, the one with Tim Allen. I know it's not everyone's cup of tea, but oh, man, I love that movie so much. And, what's his son's name? Charlie. Like, little Charlie in that movie is
Little Charlie's
adorable.
Pretty cute in that movie.
I also watched Santa Claus 2, Home Alone, Home Alone 2. And last night we watched Deck the Halls because the streaming services this year don't actually have a very good range of Christmas movies.
Have I seen Deck the Halls? Deck the Halls sounds really familiar, but I can't place it in my brain.
It's the one where the two dads have a fight about
the
Christmas lights.
Yeah, we did that on our... We did. So we have done episodes for all of these except for the original Home Alone.
Oh, yes, of course.
I was just trying to keep a track of which ones we had so that I could be like, and if you want to hear more on Kate's thoughts...
And then also slightly off, but I've been watching Hawkeye on Disney Plus, which is completely set at Christmas time. Like the whole thing's
really?
Christmas. So that's why I'm bringing
You're
that
counting
up.
It. That's fair.
It's because it's completely set at Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
The last episode is as recording this next week, but it is Wednesday the 22nd. That's the last episode in the series because it's a limited five runs, sorry, not six. It's great. I'll talk about it more later if you'd like. Sure. And then also, I've been watching, so when you go, so like, envision yourself, right? So on Disney Plus, when you go to Disney Plus, they have like a title card that is like holiday collections or whatever. And it's like got this silvery blue background.
Yeah.
If you go into that and you scroll down, they've picked out all the Simpsons Christmas episodes.
Yes.
So I've been watching all of those exclusively, just the Christmas ones. And what I found really interesting is that they repeat the same storylines for individual characters a lot in the Christmas ones.
Oh, really?
Like, they...
Break something?
It's pretty obvious, like, they always refer to, like, if they're ever doing, like, story-based ones, like, if Burns is there, he's always the Scrooge.
Oh, yeah, yeah, of course.
And, like, that kind of stuff. And whenever they go shopping, there's always an Abercrombie and Rich and all of this sort of stuff. And, like, it's mad to see them completely repeated because obviously when you watch them, they don't do a Christmas episode every year.
Yeah.
Or for every season, sorry. So if you're just watching them as they pop up on Sky or whatever, you're not going to notice. But I started watching them from beginning to end. And I was like,
wow.
That's
interesting, actually. The ones I remember a lot of repeats there. Because I've not watched The Simpsons properly in a long time now. I throw on the odd episode or if it's on the telly sometimes, I'll leave it on. But the ones I always remember are obviously the one where they get... Santa's Little Helper.
That's the first episode.
The very first episode, yeah. But the one as well where like Bart burns down the Christmas tree.
Oh yeah, that's like the second.
Is that the same one where he gets his mom a picture of them?
No, that's a separate.
Is that
one.
Another one? Oh, okay, so I remember three. I've mashed them all into one big episode.
The one where he melts the tree is. Then they, he melts the tree, and then everyone comes and brings them money, and then they spend it, and then there's this whole thing. But the other one is when he robs a video game.
Yeah, and then he goes and he takes a photo. Yeah.
That's the whole story of that one. And then the other one that we didn't realise, so do you know the one that has like the fake Furbies? Like the Funzo?
Hate that one.
So freaks me out. It's weird, right? Yeah. But I was like, I want to watch that one. And we started watching it, and the first half, so do you know the way within a Simpsons episode, there's about 12 different storylines to get to the end?
Yeah.
So we started watching it, and like the Funzo bit is actually only about 10 minutes of the episode.
God, is it really?
The first bit is how when Bart hurts his butt and then he has to get a butt cast, and then because of that he needs a ramp to get into the school, and so they get the mafia to build the ramps, and then it turns out the ramps are made out of like crackers, and so it falls down
hurt.
And then the school is bankrupt, but then this company come in and they buy the school so that they can use it for market research with the kids for the Funzo doll.
What a convoluted way to get to we need a knockoff for Herbie's.
I did not remember that going that way at all. That's and so the actual Funzo part is only like 10 minutes.
I remember him hurting his butt and getting the butt cast, but I wouldn't have said that was that episode. You know how you remember like moments?
Yeah, like we start because it was in the, it's called the Magic of, it's a knockoff from a classic book or something. It's The Magic of Griff or something. And I started watching, and I was like, that can't be, because we started watching it and there was no Christmas in it whatsoever. I was like, this can't be right. I was like, this has to be wrong.
They tagged the wrong one.
Yeah, so then we asked Alexa, and Alexa said the same thing, and I was like, no. And then I googled it and it was the same thing, and I was like, fuck, maybe it is.
Yeah.
So we started watching it, and then yeah, the last like halfway through it, then the guys came in and started talking about Funzo, and I was like, wow. I was like, here it is. I turned to Ed. I was like, do you remember this episode being like this? And he was like, no. I was like, okay, grand, not just me then.
That's mad.
But yeah, those if anyone's interested, those Christmas Simpsons episodes, some of them are good, some of them are shit, but you know, as you go on in the Simpsons archives, they sometimes get a bit worse. But then Ed asked if we could stop watching the Christmas ones and just watch a regular episode of Simpsons, and I was like, yeah, sure. And so then I asked Alexa what was the best season of the Simpsons, And apparently the most watched season of The Simpsons is season 6.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah, what would you have said? Did you have something in mind?
I didn't have... I was gonna guess early, but I would have guessed, like, 10, 11.
Yeah, I think he said, like, 8 or 10, I think he said. That was his guess. That but was, no, apparently yeah. season 6 is the most viewed.
Interesting. I remember, as a fun little... I was telling this to Brian last night. I used to save up my pocket money. And once a month we used to go... Or once every couple of months, we used to go to Limerick, to the big shopping centre they have. And I would so go cute. Into Golden Discs.
This is such
Discs.
An Irish...
Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. And I would go into Golden Discs. And I would save up my money. And I would buy the, like, whatever series... of The Simpsons, because obviously they'd released a few at that point, so I would buy whatever one I was on, and then we'd go to the cinema, we'd go get dinner or whatever, and then on the way home I would always like try and like start to pretend to be sick so that I could have tomorrow off to try and watch my Simpsons box set. I don't think it ever worked, but then
did it ever work? No,
I doubt it. My mum very rarely would. She's too clever for that. But she used to, yeah. I think if I ever was sick, I don't think I was allowed to watch TV, so there was no point in pretending to be sick.
Oh my God, Sam, that's yeah. such a classic but yeah, story.
I used to save a pocket money and get my new little Simpsons box set every few months.
Go that's so cute.
Watch through it.
I used to have I used to have like a little portable DVD player.
Oh, fun.
Because we used to have really long car journeys.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember having the first season. So I think I've watched that episode with Santa's Little Helper over 50 times.
Yeah. Amazing.
Because there was... Or maybe it was like a Christmas thing. I don't know. I can't remember. But there was a couple of episodes where...
They used to release like special discs where, yeah, it was like all the Christmas episodes or like all of Bart's classics and things like that.
So
I get them if I had leftover pocket money.
They used to only have like 3 episodes to a DVD. Mm-hmm. I think I only had like 3 DVDs. So there was a very limited amount of episodes I could watch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I think there was some episodes that I'd watched.
Fun.
Over and over and over again.
A little Simpsons tangent throwback there.
Yeah, there you go. So yeah, that's my end of talk about Simpsons. Also, I went to... I just seem to have taken this over. What are your... movies, Sam.
The ones I watched. So, I have a few movies, and then I also have 2 books, because I've been reading
Christmas
books.
I'm still on the same book that we talked about last time.
Nice. Still enjoying it?
Yeah, I'm reading it very slowly, though.
Good. Oh, well, that's fine. It doesn't matter. My films, I've watched a few. So, based on your recommendation from last week's podcast, or whenever we did it, I watched Angel Falls, A Novel Holiday. I watched Single All the Way, which is the 2021 Netflix rom-com. I watched a short film. I think it was 90 minutes, which was Click and Collect, which was a BBC special in 2018.
Oh my God, no, wait. Was that the one with Stephen Merchant?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I watched that too. I completely forgot.
Oh, fun.
That was... I really enjoyed that one.
I did
really
too.
Good.
We watched it. So when I was up with Brian... I had specifically asked Brian if I could wrap some of his Christmas presents, because I enjoy wrapping Christmas presents a lot, and I had run out. So I was like, can I wrap your Christmas presents?
What a fucking weirdo.
It's honestly one of my favourite things, and I got sad when we ran out of presents at his house too. But I was like, we need to put on something Christmassy in the background of it. And we were scrolling through Netflix, and I think that popped up on Netflix. And I was like, that looks funny and light.
It was like number 5 in Ireland or something. That's how we found it. It popped up on the like, you know, it's like top 10 in Ireland or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I liked it a lot. I thought it was really good.
No, so did I, because we started it and I was like, look, we really like Stephen Merchant. So we were like, this should probably be fine.
It was nice to see Asim Chowdhury acting as well. I've only seen him on Taskmaster.
Oh, well, there you go. I've never...
Oh, you didn't know... He's, yeah. Oh, you what? You've never seen Taskmaster?
I've seen it, but I don't like it as much as everyone else seems to like it.
It's so funny.
No, my friend Sally like lives by it. She fucking loves it.
I love Taskmaster.
I just don't. It doesn't.
And that's how I find new comedians too. That's how I found Ed Gamble, James Acaster. And then I'm like, I wonder what these people are like. And then I look up their stand up, and I'm like, oh, they're funny.
But yeah, I thought it was really good. I liked it. I like those kind of things. I like BBC stuff a lot.
Yeah, well, I liked that it wasn't a big dramatic, you know, it was very easy watching.
Yeah, and it
very
was nice.
Simple,
it's wholesome.
Plot. Wholesome, yeah, real cute. So they were my films, even though I feel like I watched more, but I seem not to have. I have watched some Christmassy YouTube. Most of it is Zoe Sugg and Mark Ferris, I'm not going to lie. If you are not fans of them, I completely understand why.
She's not doing Vlogmas this year, though, is she?
No, because she literally just had a baby like 3 weeks ago or something. Or maybe a few weeks earlier before. But she posted a video that was Meet Our Baby and Christmas Decorating. Or Decorating for Christmas, something like that. I watched that. I watched Christmas Present Giving with Zoe, which is on Mark's YouTube. I was going to say like Instagram, which is on Mark's YouTube. And that's just a little vlog. And then in it, he gives Zoe his Christmas presents. It's very, like, very basic concept, but I enjoy. I'm also a very nosy person, and I love seeing people get presents. I'm like, ooh, what'd you get?
She likes wrapping presents, and she's, like, seeing people get presents, but she doesn't like getting presents herself.
No, that's because my face is not great, and it will tell you if I don't like the present, and it makes me stressed. With
so
all
I'm
that
just going
money-
to turn around and... think about this in my head, and I'm going to turn back and be like, wow, I love it.
All that money spent on a theatre degree still can't hide my disappointment at Christmas. No. And I also watched the video where they went and bought their Christmas tree. And then I watched a couple of... do you watch Foil Arms and Hog, Kate?
Yep.
Yeah. I watched their kind of Christmassy ones, like Unexpected Christmas Present, Post Xmas Sales, When Your Mom Cooks the Christmas Dinner. Things like that. Good wholesome Irish content.
Speaking of YouTube, I have been watching Morgan Adams' vlogs. She's doing Vlogmas. If any of you know Shane Dawson, Shane Dawson's fiance, his sister. That's who she is. I know there's been a bunch of controversy with Shane Dawson. To be honest, I don't really care. I really find her content relaxing.
Okay.
And
yeah.
Very she's I think she's a year younger than me, mm-hmm. and obviously she like owns a house, like a big house, like a huge
mm-hmm.
house.
Yeah.
And like obviously like owns her own car and everything like that. But mm-hmm. it's interesting because it's interesting that regardless of all the shit she owns, her mental issues are still the same. And I'm like, wow, this is great. And she's very funny. Then I've also been watching Eleanor Dreaming. They're doing Vlogmas. So that's Luke and Rich, and these guys used to do loads of Disney vlogs because they used to go to Disney trips all the time, but obviously because of the pandemic they stopped, mm-hmm. and they haven't uploaded in like a year is what it feels like. But then Vlogmas, they're doing Vlogmas this year, and it's just kind of nice. Like, again, their stuff is very like basic. Like, they go to the shops, they go to Costa, they go to Costco.
Cute.
They like do like a bit at the end where they like read people's emails, open their advent calendars, just like mm-hmm. simple stuff like that, like nothing immediately taxing to the brain.
Mm-hmm.
And then also Grace Booth or Grackle, she's doing Vlogmas this year as well, but she's doing it every second day because bless little heart, she doesn't want to burn out, which
sure.
I didn't realize was such a big thing with Vlogmas, is that people burn out
yeah.
so quickly with this. And I'm like, well, I guess, yeah, that makes sense.
It does. I think like it's one of those things where this time of life, and maybe it's just because I'm in retail, but like it's such a busy time in general that to
yeah.
video record your whole day, but then also have to edit it. Like
edit
it's not
it.
Just the vid the video
yeah. the vid-ding. It's not just the vid-ding.
You know, it's really not, guys. It's there's so much behind the scenes. And you gotta like start a day in advance and all of that. It's just it does sound like a lot of hassle, to be fair.
Because the thing is, she's doing Vlogmas on her vlog channel, which is like it's Extra Grack, sorry, is where she's doing her Vlogmas. But then on her main channel, she's still doing like main videos as well.
Yeah.
So like it's perfectly fair, and she also started 3 days early so that she's actually going to be finished
before
like,
Christmas,
or something,
so that she can
before
chill.
Christmas.
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
I just
and
enjoy
then she's
a bit
also
of content.
Taking, she's taken a week off between Christmas and New Year's as well. And she was like, there'll be no content. And I'm like, yep, that's fine. It was really funny. So she still lives at home.
Mm-hmm.
I think she owns her own car. She used to do modelling when she was younger.
Mm-hmm.
And she went to college. She went to, like, Pace Duke College or something. And she turned around to me one day and he was like, what does she do? And I was like, this. Like this. This is what she does. And he was like, would she not go? It was such like, it was so funny. She was like, would she not get a real job so she can move out of her parents' house? And I was like, well, like, she's the same age as me. Yeah. She's actually a year younger than me. So, like,
yeah.
But also, like, she definitely has loads of savings. And but it was just very funny. I was like, shut up.
Are you making like, no. Zoella's money? No, shut up.
Yeah, I was like, pipe down with your opinions.
If I could get paid the same as Zoella for people to watch my life, I'd record my life too. Just yeah. Don't think it's as interesting as Zoella.
So they're the YouTube things I've been watching. I really want to watch The Grinch, but I can't find it anywhere and I don't own it on
the OG DVD. Grinch.
Yeah,
the one Jim couldn't find that either when we went to watch Grinch for Patrick's Day when we struggled and we were like, green.
Oh, yeah.
We couldn't find the original. We watched the Benedict Cumberbatch one.
Usually it's on, usually the other way around Christmas. The streaming services get more Christmas movies.
Yeah.
Maybe I do own it on DVD somewhere.
Feels like you would.
Oh, FYI, lads, if you're ever looking for random Christmas movies, charity shops are raked full of them on DVD. Especially now, because this is when they pull out all of their random Christmas shit that they have in the back to try and push it. So I went in the other day and they had like 10 copies of Mickey's...
Christmas. Once Upon a Christmas?
Yeah, they had like 10 copies of them. And I was like, wow.
I have that.
So just FYI. See, I'm so... I don't buy any of those now because they're all on Disney Plus.
Yeah, no, I bought them years ago. I was building up a little Disney collection of DVDs and stuff, and then Disney Plus came out, and I was like, fair. I'll just use this then, won't I?
I think someone in my local charity shop was like, it looks like someone donated their whole Disney collection because there was like 20 Disney DVDs, like of the classics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like Dumbo, Pinocchio, like those ones. And they were all like a euro. I was like, oh, man, what a time. Yes.
I do like that.
What a time to be alive. Watched the Santa Claus. Oh no, that was the other thing I wanted to say, was that I went to Wildlights in Dublin Zoo.
Oh yeah,
sorry.
Did you like it?
It was really good. I've been saying for the past couple of years now how I think it's the biggest waste of money ever. It's so overpriced, and sure, I'd never been, so obviously I had all those opinions. They were totally valid.
Well, I respect you saying that.
But this year I was like, you know what, fuck it.
There's not a whole lot
to be doing much
thing you can do.
So bit the bullet and booked it. So we went for the 7 o'clock booking, and I wasn't sure if that was going to be busy or quiet or whatever. It was okay. It wasn't too bad.
Mm-hmm.
It was a bit iffy at points. There was some very rude people with, like, I know children are children, but there was some people that were just letting their children literally zigzag around everyone.
Yeah,
and I was like, okay, regardless of COVID, like, I'm going to step on your child. Like, hold their fucking hand.
Yeah.
But the lights are really good. If anyone's been, the space part was definitely my favourite. But that was, like, one of the first things you saw.
Okay.
And we felt like that should have been one of the last ones. Because it felt like it ended not so great.
Right, yeah. It started, really well and went downhill.
But that's obviously to do with the space and where the spaces are. But I felt like it should have been the opposite way.
Sure.
Just a personal opinion.
You could change, but rather than the spaces, you could change the direction of the route, surely.
That was literally just the direction. I think changing the direction would have made it way more climactic.
Nice.
But it was really good. So it was €22 each for an adult. I think if you have an annual pass to the zoo, it's cheaper. Mm-hmm. And then obviously kids are cheaper. And then I think carers are free as well.
Nice.
So yeah, I would highly recommend it to anybody. It is a bit on the spensy side, but it was a lot longer than I thought it was
going
to be.
So how long are they going on for as well? Is it, could you go in January? Is it like the Pantos where...
Yeah, you can, but the tickets sell out pretty quickly.
Sure.
So like I went to book a week after the tickets were released.
Yeah.
And I found it very difficult to find a day where I could get two tickets.
Fair, okay.
So... if you do want to go next year, I would highly recommend booking them the day they're released, because I did not realise the hype.
Would you go again next year?
Yeah, I'd happily go again next year. I really liked it. And then also they had little like snacks things open. You get like popcorn, mm-hmm. a candy floss, you know, the regular Dublin, you know, the regular mm-hmm. like zoo crap. And then they also had, so Offbeat Donuts, they had their own little chalet at the end and they were selling their Christmas donuts. And so by that stage I was a bit hungry, so we each got a donut as well and then we went home.
Cute. That sounds like a nice evening.
Yeah, it was. It was nice. I mean, it wasn't too cold either.
Nice.
Thanks, global warming.
Woo!
But yeah, like I thought it was going to be like a very quick, like 10, 15 minute kind of thing. But they had lights throughout the whole thing. And they, so if anyone's been to Dublin Zoo, when you walk up the stairs, up the back, up to like where the giraffes and like the African plains are, they had stuff all the way up the back there as well. And then you came back down the stairs and then you went round the other side. So yeah, it was.
Do you still see the animals and stuff or no?
No.
It's a separate sort of thing.
It's off season for the zoo. So the zoo's closed because it's cold. So.
Where are all the animals? They're inside.
They're inside.
Nice. Okay. I didn't know zoos closed.
Yeah, so like it's off season.
I don't go to zoos.
So
where do they go? They go
all
home.
They go home. They go back to Africa and Asia and
home for Christmas, come back, do the tourist gig.
Yeah, so no, you don't see the animals because they're all, it's too cold for them now. So a lot of them have to stay inside.
Oh.
But yeah, I really liked it. And you also, like, walking around, I was like, the zoo is very underfunded.
Mm.
Like, very underfunded.
It's a good
so I was
way
like,
of
you know what?
Getting money for.
Yeah,
things.
I was
yeah.
like, 22 quid for me, like, let's say even half of that actually goes to the zoo. Because obviously, it's an external company that comes
yeah.
in and does the lights. Like, they don't do the lights. Because it's a different theme every year as well. So,
mm-hmm.
I was like, you know what? Yeah, it's fine.
I'd maybe go sometime. Maybe I'll try and get tickets next year.
Yeah.
Sounds like a cute thing.
It's fun, yeah. The only problem is, not the only problem, but the only thing I thought was mad was that I don't know if it's just like ingrained in my head from going to Disneyland so much, but like I just have so much awareness for when people want to take photos and I'm like, yeah, I'll wait 5 seconds, literally 5 seconds. I will
yeah.
wait here for you to take your photo
and carry on.
Everyone was just walking straight by or like standing right in the middle,
yeah,
like right up beside it to look at it, and I'm like,
step
did
back a bit,
move?
Yeah.
Step back. I'm just trying to take a. I was like, I can't take a photo of this from any angle. Like, obviously, like you learn to like maneuver around people and be quick and like whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But some
yeah.
people were literally stuck.
Yeah, you're not
going to
sit and have
stuff.
A whole photo shoot for 25 minutes while someone.
No.
Yeah.
But like, there was this man and he had his baby in the buggy, and the woman was trying to take a picture of them, and they could not be more obvious that they were just trying to take a nice photo. They were both dressed mm-hmm. up really nice. They had cute like Christmas coats on, like they were all wrapped up, like they were, and mm-hmm. everyone just kept walking past, and I was like, could you guys wait 2 seconds? And then people started like standing up beside them to take their own photos, and I was like, oh my god. I was like, leave these people yeah. people alone. Give them 2 minutes for a photo, would you?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Trying to make their Christmas card.
Yeah, I got a baby. I was like, Jesus. That's my quick review of Wildlights. Would
nice.
Happily go again. Definitely worth it.
Very good.
Yeah, 10 out of 10, 100%.
Nice.
And then Santa Claus 2. Nothing really special to talk about those.
Yeah.
We
have full-blown podcasts on those if you want to
check
those out.
Yeah, and then I watched Home Alone at
mm-hmm.
home because
were you
myself,
alone?
No, Ed was there.
Oh.
I'm the two dogs. I'd bullied him into watching Home Alone because I went to go see Home Alone 2
this is
in the cinema.
I'm looking forward to hearing about this. You looked so cute.
So I was meant to go with Ed, hence mm-hmm. why I watched it with Ed, but then circumstances with his friends meant that he couldn't come with me, so he abandoned me, his only girlfriend, and Amy came with me instead. She was my backup date.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to go see Home Alone 2 in the Lighthouse. So it was a bit weird because before when I bought the tickets just for myself and Ed, it was like 100% capacity, and then between then and deciding that I couldn't go, it had changed to 50% capacity,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, oh, I don't know how this is gonna be, like it's maybe a bit weird,
yeah,
or whatever. And it was a bit weird, not all the seats were figured out, and
mm-hmm.
it was all very awkward, and like I think one person left because it wasn't social distanced, or it was strange.
Oh,
it was
okay.
weird. And some people went and talked to the staff and they came back and they got moved seats because
mm-hmm.
they were sat next to each other, and it was all just
yeah.
strange. But this sounds a bit silly. What made it so enjoyable was that Amy has never seen Home Alone 2 before.
Oh, okay.
So she didn't know Tim Curry was in it. She didn't know Donald Trump was in it. She didn't know any of the gags.
How has she not even seen the memes?
I know, but it was so... It was literally like sitting next to a four-year-old watching a movie. It was so funny.
I like that.
And then there was like little kids there as well that obviously had never seen the movie before. Mm-hmm. And they were losing their shit at like the guys falling down the stairs and being electrocuted and all that sort of stuff. Like, they were cackling and it was so funny. Like, it was so enjoyable watching it with other people.
Yeah.
Like, I just never thought of what... Because we used to go see Muppets Christmas Carol a lot, but we didn't do that this year. And we went to do this instead. But, like, obviously Muppets Christmas Carol isn't, like, gag reel funny. Like, there's jokes in it, but it's not the same. But, man, this was... it was such a different experience. I just thought it was very funny.
Those are the kind of films as well. Like, I always feel you enjoy more in a cinema atmosphere when everyone's laughing... You know, rather than just being at home laughing to yourself, sometimes movies require cinema vibes.
So highly enjoyed that. And then yesterday we watched Deck the Halls, and Ed had never seen Deck the Halls, so that was also funny. And he was like, oh, Kristen Chenoweth's in this. And I was like, why are you excited that Kristen Chenoweth's in it? And it's because Kristen Chenoweth was in The West Wing. And anytime he sees any actress or actor that's been in The West Wing that's in something else, he's like, this is amazing. And I'm like, you know, Kristen Chenoweth was the original Glinda in... Like, she's extremely famous, and he's like, I don't care. Yeah. She was in The West Wing.
It's so and much more like, in okay. The West Wing. Yeah.
Sure. Nice. But yeah, every time, like, Deck the Halls was only released in 2006, and every time I watch it, I always forget how problematic it is. And how problematic it is, with so many of the comments and the visualizations and everything. It's just, it's mad how outdated it is for only 15 years?
Yeah,
15
years. It's funny because like that you said it for, I think it was in your favourite months or something like that, that we watched it for the podcast. This is starting to sound like a reflection of our of our podcast year, isn't it? Like, and it, previously on, but when you sent me what we were watching, I was like, oh, I remember this film, the two dads arguing about the lights, he wants to see his house from space, this was cute. And then I watched it and I was like, holy shit.
Right?
Like, why didn't I remember any of this? This is so wrong on so many levels.
Like, obviously so many things that go over your head when you're younger.
Yeah. It kind of, it took away the enjoyment of it a little bit for me. And I'm not someone who would be like, oh, it offends me now. Like, I'll still watch Friends. I know, like, Friends is still problematic and things, but I don't know if I could put that film on again.
No, like, we would have been 10 when this came out.
Yeah. Wouldn't have paid any attention to it. Like,
no, would have gone completely overhead. But no, you're right, it's strange, isn't it? Because some things, like Friends or Seinfeld, we started watching Seinfeld lately, and some of the things I'm like, ooh.
Yeah.
Gary, ooh.
Yeah.
But it's for some reason, those kind of things, you're like, ah, it's fine.
Yeah.
I know that's not what they meant. But for some reason, this movie, I kind of feel like if they were to remake it today, they'd still do this shit.
Yeah. It does it's feel weird. Like that, doesn't it? It just feels very toneless or something, or tone deaf, I should say, as opposed to toneless.
It's got a completely different feel to it, to be honest.
It's a bit weird.
Sorry, Eddie, you want to talk about?
As in my films? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I was like, oh. I thought you meant
me?
On me? I was having such a good time hearing about you. my films, let me bring them back up again. What did I watch? Angel Falls. So Angel Falls we spoke about last week because Kate watched it. Did you ever rewatch the ending, Kate?
No, I did not.
Yeah, you were right. Everything that you estimated had happened.
Hey,
happened.
Really? Woo! Yeah.
So essentially, at the end of that, spoiler alert, they do fall in love. He doesn't take the job. She comes back and she's like, oh, I love you. And he's like, same. Well, and your one signs up to their new publishing company. So it was fine. I'd give it a 2.5. It was a bit boring.
That's fair.
Bit boring, but cute. There's better Hallmark films out there. Your man the Angel.
Yeah, absolutely.
Really doesn't
He doesn't do anything.
God love him. And I feel like at the end there was a little scene as well where he... But at the end, there's something. So he's supposed to be the author's angel.
I did not get that vibe from the whole film. I did not realise that. Yes. Sorry, I'm just reading it.
Because at the end, he speaks to someone. I presume his angel boss. I can't remember who at this point. I watched this quite a while ago. But they were like, oh, you did a real good job. Like, oh, she's going to start writing again. Well done. And he was like, no problem. And he was like, what about this? And the camera cuts to the two like romantic couples kissing. And it's like, he's just like, ah, just a little Christmas bonus. It's like,
I thought he was the angel for her.
Nope.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's like, absolutely ridiculous.
But I feel like that was to be like such a like plot twist. He wasn't her angel. But it was just like, oh, okay. I felt like it was in there for shock value and it just was like not shocking at all, but quite funny.
You can't really have shock value in a Hallmark movie now, to be honest.
No, you can't. No, they're always going to fall in love. They're always going to do Christmassy baking and skiing and things like that. Skiing? Skating. I guess I could skip if you want. Then I also watched Single All the Way. Have you seen this?
No, was it good?
I really enjoyed it. So the little like the very small blurb is: desperate to avoid his family's judgment about his perpetual single status, Peter convinces his best friend Nick to join him for the holidays and pretend they are now in a relationship. So like basically what happens, like that blurb very much makes it seem like one of those we're going to fake being in a relationship and then realise we're actually in love, and that's not actually what well it is, but it's not what happens. It's like not the plot at all. So essentially what happens is he tells all his family he's going out with this guy, and the guy is like, oh, I wish you could come with, like we could be together for Christmas. And he's like, well, why don't you come home with me? And then his boyfriend says, okay. So Peter goes and he tells his entire family that he's bringing home someone for Christmas. So they're all excited. Mm-hmm. And then his best friend is like this odd job man. So he's like, you can book him on an app to go and, you know, I don't know, build you a shelf or like fix your telly.
Okay.
You know, a handyman sort of app. And so he's got this like odd job of hanging Christmas lights for someone. And the husband comes back to that family and it's his friend's boyfriend. So the friend has a wife and a family and kids. So he obviously tells his friend and his friend's devastated. And he's like, oh, but I've told everyone I'm bringing my boyfriend back. Why don't you come with me? You know, we can tell them we fell in love after all these years. And he's like, I will come with you, but we are absolutely not doing that. And they don't, which is why it's kind of funny that they're like, pretend they're now in a relationship. Because they don't. he comes back and he's like, yeah, it's Peter. And Peter's like, we're not together. He's like, okay.
So they don't fall in love.
Well, no, because the whole plot, the real plot really, is actually that the mother has set him up on a blind date when he gets home. And so he's going on all these blind dates. Meanwhile, his best friend Nick is like, bonding with the family, and then he starts to like enjoy spending time with Nick more, and then eventually they're like, you know it's Nick you should be with, right? And Peter's like, but what about the hot lumberjack guy that I'm going out with? And they're like, no. And then obviously they do fall in love in the end, but
oh,
it's real thanks. Cute. It's very cozy. It's got like 6.2 out of 10 on IMDb.
Oh, okay, that's good.
So it's like it's a promising. Decently high rating. Cozy. Nice bit of diversity in there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Bit of an LGBTQ plus leads, which is fun to see.
You're stuck with that time, didn't you?
The typical, I genuinely was getting really sick of Hallmark movies. So this was nice and it was cozy. It was still very stereotypical in places. Like, obviously they're going to fall in love. Obviously they're going to mm-hmm. do all these cozy activities. But nonetheless, it was nice. I enjoyed. Would recommend.
Excellent.
Click and Collect, we both watched.
Oh yeah, that was good. That was basically, if anyone's seen Jingle All the Way, it was kind of just Jingle All the Way, but also not Jingle All the Way. It was good. You should watch it. I'd recommend watching it because it went quite quickly as well, because it's not a full blown movie.
Yeah, it's very. It's. I think it was. It was at 90 minutes or something. It's got 7 out of 10 on IMDb.
Yeah,
but it,
because obviously it was made for BBC TV. So
exactly, yeah, and it's basically Stephen Merchant is in a store, getting his daughter's Christmas present that the mom has reserved, but he refuses to pay the price for it because he's like, that's a ridiculous amount. And he gets home and his wife is like, you absolute gobshite, that is the one thing that she had on her list,
and also now that was like the last one left in the fucking county.
Yeah, so he feels like an asshole, and then he's talking to his neighbour about it. So his neighbour reserves one like a 5-hour drive away
in Wales,
and so the two of them go off on a little adventure to get this toy, and chaos ensues.
It's very funny. It's good. It's good. It is good. I really
it's
like
nice.
It.
It's sweet. Wholesome.
Yeah, it's also a very wholesome.
Yeah.
It's a very wholesome movie as well, because it just is kind of like, it's interesting because like Stephen Merchant's a bit of a fucking Grinch. Like, he gives out to his neighbor for putting lights on his house, and he's like, don't come near, like leave us alone, and like all this sort of stuff. But yeah, like, he doesn't realize what he's going through, that he's in a divorced family.
Yeah.
His ex-wife has the kids, and he doesn't see them as much as he wants to. But really, he's a great dad, and he's in a bad situation. And your man doesn't realize that, and they end up becoming friends. It's nice. It's like, it's really, it's a very big like, you shouldn't, like, people you don't know very well, you shouldn't take them at face value kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, I really enjoyed not having a stereotypical romance again. I was a bit sick of them.
Yeah.
I think I watched too many of them the week before.
Right.
And I was getting bored. But I did enjoy. I've realised I watched another Christmas film. I knew I had one more that I forgot to mention. I watched A Castle for Christmas. Have you seen it?
Oh, I've heard of it. I've seen it pop up, but I haven't watched it.
So boring.
Oh.
It
That's
is
disappointing.
Ridiculously boring. Like, I could have happily turned this off. It's 5.5 out of 10 on IMDb. And this is, again, the stereotypical romance, but like, at such a boring level. I cannot stress. So the little blurb is, to escape a scandal, a best-selling author journeys to Scotland, where she falls in love with the castle and faces off with the grumpy duke who owns it. So she's written this series of books, and she kills off the leading man in her book, and everyone is fuming about it. And so all the interviews are just like, why did you kill off this guy? He was the dreamiest man in the world. He was everybody's favourite person. Like, stupid. And she's like, you were lucky he just fell down the stairs. I could have slaughtered him in so many different ways. And it, like, it's so clear that this guy is based on her ex-husband, and that is why she killed him off. But nobody has picked up on that, it seems. And then she talks to, so she's like, oh, well, like, I'll go, I'm taking a break for Christmas. And she's supposed to be writing this new novel. And then her daughter rings her and is like, oh, I can't come back for Christmas. Dad's getting remarried and the wedding's on Christmas Day. Typical, you know, conflict there. So she's like, oh, what'll I do? I know, I'll go to Scotland, where my grandfather used to live or work in this castle. And the castle now does tours, and she does a tour with this really grumpy guy who she thinks is the gardener, but of course he's actually the duke who owns it. And she's like, I'm going to buy the castle. And he won't sell it to her. So then he agrees that she can buy the castle, but she has to live there with him. Which is weird, but she will move in until Christmas Day, live with him. And his plan is basically to make living there a nightmare for her, so that she doesn't actually sign the paper to move in, but the deposit is non-refundable, so he'll have enough to get them through the next year.
This sounds absolutely ridiculous.
Yes, correct, Kate. But meanwhile, she's loving living in the castle. She makes all these new friends. She has a little book club going, and anyway, slowly somehow they fall in love, and I have no idea how, because they both seem so dull and so uninterested in each other. I genuinely can't even remember the moment where they fell in love, but allegedly they do at some point. And she wears this like tartan dress to a ball that they have on Christmas, and he's arranged for her daughter to come back somehow. I don't think she goes to the wedding, and they live happily ever after.
I'm gonna be honest with you, I don't even want to have a conversation about that.
Yeah, I'm literally gonna give it a word. It was so boring. I would not recommend it to anyone.
The last thing I have to talk about is Hawkeye, which is the Disney Plus series. After that, I have nothing else. It's a really good series. Even if you don't haven't followed Marvel, it's still a really good series. I think you could easily watch it as a standalone. Nice. It's one of those things where you could watch it as a standalone. You're not obviously going to get everything that they say, but you're not going to miss out on the storyline either. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's based around Christmas time. Obviously, Hawkeye, if everyone knows Hawkeye, he's the one who does the bow and arrows. Mm-hmm. There's a girl, and she's basically going to become the new Hawkeye. She's going to be like the Young Avengers Hawkeye. Mm-hmm. And it's basically, he's basically teaching her his ways in a convoluted way of trying to get out of trouble. It's a bit of a complicated story to explain, so I won't. But it's at Christmas. There's a dog with only one eye.
Oh, poor dog.
He's called Pizza Dog. He's so cute.
Pizza Dog.
It's got a lot of snow and Christmas trees, and the end credit song is always a Christmas song, and it's just good times all around. If anyone hasn't watched it, I highly recommend it. By the time this comes out, the whole series will be out, so you could binge it to your heart's content.
I did also see Encanto, which is not a Christmas film. It's not set at Christmas.
Oh, I haven't seen that yet.
But it will be out on Disney Plus on Christmas Eve.
Yeah,
so
I'm going to watch it then.
If you want to see something that isn't Christmassy, but it's it will be around the Christmas period. So I saw it in the cinema with my mum last week, and I loved it, and mum cried. I was very close to crying. Very good film.
Oh, good.
I'm also going to watch it again when it comes out on Disney Plus.
Once we've watched it, once it came out on Christmas Eve, then we can talk about it.
Exactly, yeah. No, I won't say any more, yeah, but...
No.
Just letting people know that it's available on Christmas Eve.
Because I was thinking about going to go see it, and then I realised that it was coming out Christmas Eve.
I did not when I paid.
And not to be a Scrooge about it, but I was like, there's so many other things I'd rather go see in the cinema right now if Encanto's going to be out Christmas Eve, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, that's so fair. I just had wanted to see it, and I honestly didn't know it was coming out on Disney Plus. I think they announced that like the week after I went to see it. But I'm still glad I went to see it in the cinema. It was nice. I just fancied going to the cinema. I hadn't been in so long.
Yeah, that's fair.
And I was like, I want to see that. The only other thing I wanted to see was Clifford. But Clifford is something...
Oh, I really want to go see Clifford.
I really want to see...
I loved Clifford growing up.
Me too. I really want to see it. I think it'd be really funny. And that's the same actress that was in the Christmas Chronicles as well, the little girl.
Oh, is it?
Is she still called Emily? She was called Emily when we were little, wasn't she?
Oh, the girl?
Yeah. Was she Emily?
Oh, I can't remember. I don't know.
Emily or Lucy? I feel like it was in Ian, you know, at the end.
Clifford the Big Red Dog. Let's have a look now real quick. No, I don't want to go see. Well, I do
want
to see.
Oh, I might be thinking of Corduroy.
Corduroy.
Do you remember Corduroy, the little bear?
My best friend. Emily Elizabeth Corduroy. Howard is a young middle school student living with her mother Maggie. Nice. Yeah.
Cute.
One day, Emily is left in the hands of her homeless and irresponsible uncle Casey while Maggie goes to Chicago for a business trip. What the hell?
Which is going to be Jack Whitehall.
Jack Whitehall, yeah, I think. With an American accent.
I don't know why he has to have an American accent.
No.
It's a bit weird.
But it's also on Paramount Plus in America, FYI. Oh. But obviously we don't have Paramount Plus over here yet. Cause...
Well, yeah. I might see about making a trip maybe at some point, or I'll just get the DVD.
It's just so cute. How could you not want to go see a movie about a big red puppy?
Exactly. Puppies are great. But yeah, oh, Encanto, definitely recommend. Definitely have a little watch of it Christmas Eve if you... And then we can chat about it.
Excellent. I have nothing else to talk about. I don't even...
I have two books.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, yeah, go on.
I'll very quickly. If you fancy reading anything Christmassy over the festive period, I have read two books. I read Baby, It's Cold Outside by Emily Bell, which, funnily enough, is set in Dublin at Christmas. I did not realise. I bought it because it was like, Baby, It's Cold Outside. And I was like, excellent. That sounds like a Christmassy book. That will be a light, easy read. And so the blurb of it is, fate pulled them apart, but not before they made a promise. 10 Christmases later, will their wish come true? As Nora battles alone yet again through the bustling December crowds outside Fortnum and Mason? Mason? I don't know where that is.
Fortnum and Mason's in London.
Yeah, no, she's not gone home yet.
Oh, sorry, again. Sorry.
I read the book, I was like, ah, Piccadilly, yes, my favourite place in Dublin.
Sorry.
She hears the first notes of a busker's song that transports her back to the most romantic week of her life. Laughing under an Italian sky, knowing they had to part, Andrew made a promise. If they are both single on Christmas Eve in 10 years' time, they will meet under the clock on Grafton Street, Dublin. Nora has no idea if Andrew will remember, but she has nothing to lose. So that's where she decides to go, to Dublin, to that clock, hoping for a Christmas miracle with Andrew. But it wouldn't be Christmas without a few surprises. Dun dun dun.
What?
Yeah. It's cute. It's cozy. It's easy to read. I think like a 3.
Oh, okay. Out of 5.
Yeah, 3 out of 5. Oh, it's that's fair. On Goodreads, it's rated 3.8. I can't actually remember what I gave it. But right now in my head, I'm going to give it 3. And then I read a book by Caramel Harrington called Every Time a Bell Rings. And this was not what I was expecting at all. I bought both of these books, by the way, without knowing any of the plot.
That's how you buy Christmas books. You just buy them by a title.
Literally. And I have read previous books by Caramel Harrington and knew she was an author I really enjoyed. And I've been meaning to read this for a few years. So I bought this to see what it was like. So, funnily enough, also set in Dublin at Christmas.
Wow.
What a theme I've had. I sent a picture to Brian because one of the first lines was like, in their two-bed flat in Radler. I was like, hey, I know that place. I was like, this is Dublin again. So an angel gets their wings. Belle has taken all the Christmas decorations down. This year they won't be celebrating. As foster parents, Belle and Jim have given many children the chance to a happier start in life. They've loved them as if they were their own. They shouldn't have their favourites, but little Lauren has touched their hearts, and now her mother is well enough to take her back, and Belle can't bear the loss. Hence, Christmas is cancelled. So when Jim crashes his car one icy December night after an argument about Lauren, Belle can only blame herself. Everything she loves is lost, and Belle finds herself standing on the Haypenny Bridge wishing she had never been born. But what happens to a Christmas wish when an angel is listening? Will Belle realise before it's too late that her life is the most wonderful life of all? Inspired by the tale of a beloved classic music, it's a wonderful movie, not music, It's a Wonderful Life. Caramel Harrington's book tells the story of Belle, a young woman and foster carer from Dublin, who faces the hardest decision of her life on the Haypenny Christmas, on this Christmas on the Haypenny Bridge.
On the Haypenny Christmas Bridge.
Yeah, sorry, that's not what it's called. This was really cute. I will say, all of that happens at the end of the book.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
So the book flits in and out of them being foster parents to them. So it actually starts with his proposal. And then it cuts back to them meeting as children when they were both in the foster care system. And then it like goes through their life at different stages. They weren't always fostered by the same family. So it goes through their life at various stages of where they were in the system. Goes through various stages of their marriage, different kids they fostered. And then it then has this, It's a Wonderful Life, I'd say for the last kind of third of the book. But it is really good. It's really nice. I gave this a 5-star. I enjoyed it a lot.
Excellent. I might try and find that one. That one sounds good.
So there's some festive reads for you.
I love reading one set in Ireland.
Yeah, it was really fun. I was like, oh, these are places I recognise. Which I wouldn't have until this year.
Yeah. I'd
have been like, Who's that? Where's that?
For all Sam knew, they were in London.
Yeah. But it was good. Two cute books, I will say. I'm going to read the new Dash and Lily one. Just for a throwback.
Excellent.
Because they released a new one this year.
Did they?
Yeah.
Did we already have a conversation about this?
I don't know. I feel like I texted you. To be like, did you know about this?
Are you sure it's not the one that I told you that's been released for a while and they just re-released it with a new cover and ISBN number?
The London one?
No, I can't remember.
I don't know.
It was a conversation for a different time.
there was the 12 Dairies of Dash and Lily, which was the first Christmas one. And then there was like another one. Oh no, so it was Dash and Lily's Book of Dares. Was the OG
That was
book.
The first one. Then there was the 12 Days of Dash and Lily.
This is like Dash and Lily in London.
Oh!
Set at Christmas.
Maybe I haven't read that one yet.
I found that in, you know, one of those bookstores where it's like 3 for 10 in a big
book
section?
Station.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this was Twilight News I found this in.
Oh, excellent.
If anyone's near one of those. And I picked it up then. So I'm going to read that next.
I'm still on my one. So who knows? Maybe I'll have it done before the new year.
We'll talk about it then. And that's it's all my Christmassy news for you.
Me too. I think that's pretty much it then. Happy Christmas to everyone.
Merry Christmas. I can't sing it. It's
copyrighted. I was like, she did it again. I hope Santa is good to you all. Remember to tidy your rooms, otherwise he won't.
We can talk about what Santa brought next week.
Yeah.
Exciting.
It'd be so much fun. And yeah, hope you all have a fantastic festive period. Mm. We will probably see you again before the new year. Who knows? But otherwise, happy Christmas. Stay safe. Get boosted if you can. And wash your hands.
Yay. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, guys. See you later.
This podcast is part of the After Dark Podcast Network.